Our guest today is Kirsten Miller. Kirsten started her career as an intern with General Motors and then as an intern again with ExxonMobil and now is a quality engineer with FMC Technologies Organization. Her background includes extensive experience in the area of progressive management that includes ISO 9001, root cause analysis, and Six Sigma. Kirsten graduated from Louisiana Tech University with a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering technology and also has a minor in computer information systems. Kirsten, it's just an absolute pleasure having you with us on Directional Motivation today.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you for having me here. I'm excited and well endowed to be able to share information with anyone.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Well, let's maybe get started and just, you know, our audience may not be aware of what a quality engineer does. And so maybe you want to just give us a little brief description of the current responsibilities that you have and the responsibilities, maybe the products that you've worked with, that type of thing, so our audience has a little understanding of what it is that you do.
Sure. FMC Technologies is an oil and gas company. We do subsea construction for basically anything that BP, Exxon, Shell, all the big gas companies that go down to the ocean for to drill oil out of the ground, we build and manufacture their parts. So as a quality engineer, we have different suppliers and different companies that provide parts for us. So as a quality engineer, it is my job to, as the title says, make sure that the parts are up to quality and up to standard, different API standards and ISO standards. Whatever the case may be, it is my duty to ensure that all the parts, all the documentation is up to standard so that we may produce a quality part for our customers. So mm-hmm. As a quality engineer, it is what it is in the title, quality. I think that's something that's really driven nowadays in most manufacturing companies because we want to make sure that we're providing something that our customers will like. So I play a big role and making sure that nothing is destructive, everything is right. So as a quality engineer, that's something that I really take pride in because I make sure that, you know, my job is done right before I even consider passing on a product to my customer.
Sure. Well, you know, your career is interesting in that you had the internships, and then now you've certainly progressed in your career. Are there some things that you did to structure your career that, you know, maybe as far back as high school or college that you implemented to help you obtain the success that you've had today?
Definitely. Back in high school, I was actually a member of the National Society of Black Engineers, and that just kind of struck my interest in being in just an engineer altogether. And so I kind of tailored my focus through there, and there I was introduced to being goal-driven and where I learned the importance of having goals and not just saying, okay, my goal is to do X, Y, and Z, but to make the goals visible, to say, even if it has to be physically visible, for it to be on a post-it note on your computer, for you to put it in your lunch kit, in your backpack, on an expo board or whatever it is, to make sure that the goals are always in mind. And how I think of it, keep the end goal at the front. So keep the end at the front to make sure that everything you're doing is revolved around the goal. And that's actually something I also learned from one of my mentors, and I think that's a very big part of how I became who I am today is through mentorship. And as far as mentors, there are some formal mentorships where you are assigned a mentor through a company or through a school. And that's okay, too. I think anybody can be a mentor if you really value that person. However, some of my best mentors have been through informal relationships. And my mentor, I actually keep in contact with now. I formed relationships with my internship at General Motors. And it wasn't anything formal. I just kind of saw in him some of my weaknesses. And my weaknesses were kind of his strengths, so I just kind of tagged along and just kind of went to his office and sat down and talked to him. And he actually saw the potential in me, and he made up in his mind that he wanted to develop that. And I just was very honest with him and told him, these are my weak areas. Can you help me? And that was some of the best mentorship I ever received. And to this day, 5 years later, after that mentorship, I still am in contact with him because of his great advice through being goal-driven. So being goal-driven as well as mentorship is the key in my success.
Mm-hmm. When you, you mentioned the mentor situation, and so it's okay to show your vulnerability.
Definitely.
when you mentioned your perceived weaknesses, that type of thing. So how did you address that with him? It's curiosity on my part, probably.
Being open and honest and vulnerable is never an easy thing. It's just kind of exposing a wound, I suppose. However, you can't tackle anything that is hidden or is covered up. So first, before I even expose my weaknesses, I just sat back and watched. What is this person good at? What do they do well? And is this something that I can learn from him or her? And if it is, then you just kind of be open with him. And you don't start the conversation off with, hey, Joe, my weakness is this. Definitely not that. You definitely want to introduce yourself and kind of tell them why you're interested in them as being somewhat of a possible mentor. And you elaborate on what they do well. And I think everyone likes a pat on the back. Everyone like full appreciation and recognition for what they do. And I think in turn, when they find the potential in you and when they see that you look up to them, that's definitely an A+. And, for them to come into you and be able to pour into you some of the knowledge and wisdom they have. So I think being vulnerable is definitely, it's a challenge for most people, which is, normal. However, I think once you overcome that fear of whatever it is, you're insecure about it, you just bring it forth, that's the only way to tackle it.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting with people, and I've dealt with a lot of individuals that have been mentors, that type of thing, and, in my conversations with them, they don't feel that the person is substandard to them at all in that regard, because typically, my conversations have gone, they say, well, when I started my career, I realized I had some of the same characteristics, same weaknesses, that type of thing. And so many times they are extremely helpful, and they can also relate, maybe the way that they addressed it in their career and how they overcame that and what resources that you needed to maybe pursue to bring that area up to a higher level. Is that kind of what your mentor did with you?
Right, and you actually brought up a good point. What you think is a weakness for you and what you think you may be struggling with by yourself, there are numerous of people that are dealing with the same issues. And once I understood that, hey, I'm not in this alone. Somebody somewhere that has gone before me has dealt with this exact same thing. It's just all about finding the resources of who to communicate that with. And I think you brought up a very good point.
Mm-hmm. How did that care and concern that he had for you? Now, you're a quality engineer, and so your interaction, as I would understand it, is you're dealing a lot with really all segments of a manufacturing facility, whether it be the production operators themselves, it might be the others within the quality department, might be in the production teams, manufacturing, that type of thing, might be even sales. But how did that interaction that you had with your mentor, how did that influence how you operated with other people?
I remember one thing my mentor told me, relationships with everyone are key. No matter who they are, whether it be all the way from the janitor to the CEO, relationships are key. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So the first thing and foremost I would say is to build a relationship. To speak to any and everybody. When I go out on the floor, if I don't know who I'm speaking with, I stop. If they're working, I wait till they're done. I say, hey, excuse me, I'm Kirsten Miller. What's your name? And we talk and have, a basic introduction conversation. And that's just the start of a good relationship. That way, if I know I have a question or I have a need, I can go to this person because that's their skill set. And they're on the manufacturing floor building these parts. So they do it. They know how to build the parts better than anyone else because that is their day-to-day job. So one thing my mentor really instilled in me is it's all about relationships. And that's definitely something I want to stress. Relationships are key in building a successful career. Whether it's manufacturer or not, I interact with people from sales to buyers to people on the production floor to office personnel to upper management. I have a wide range of people that I interact with daily. However, I have a relationship where I'm still trying to form and build relationships with all those people.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you, it's interesting, when I deal with individuals maybe that are young in their career, coming out with the degrees, maybe sometimes advanced degrees, and they go into roles where they're working with hourly personnel, many have a real tough connection with that hourly force. And what you're talking and bringing to light here is developing those relationships. What we hear many times as recruiters is within plant environments is that your operators know that equipment better than you will ever know that equipment. They live
right.
It day to day. And building that trust with them, opening those lines of communication, like what you're talking about, how does that help you with them?
That helps me because I let them know, first and foremost, I'm not here to tell you how to do your job. Because like you say, you've probably been doing this job longer than I've been alive. So I'm not here to tell you. I'm here to work side by side with the teamwork. And you can teach me. And at the end of any conversation I have with my operators, I say, is there something I can do to help you? You know, help me help you. What do you need? Do you need the right tools? Do you need something extra near your station that can help you better perform your job? And it's just, like you said, a trust issue and a trust factor that goes into it. And I definitely, you know, let them know. Some people are a little, I've seen an environment where people are a little bit more cocky and, you know, they just kind of go in with a high hat, just kind of giving orders and instructions. And I've never had that mentality. I always knew that when I come into here, this is what you do on a day-to-day basis. I just graduated college 2 years ago, and no matter what kind of knowledge and book smart you have, there is no degree that can teach you how to put together, you know, equipment to go at the bottom of the ocean's floor to drill oil. There's no such degree. So this is something that is taught, and it's a trade, and it's a skill that these guys and these ladies have learned over long periods of time and over several years. So my mentality is teach me, help you. And that's kind of what has definitely helped me get along with all of my operators. And I think they value that. And it's a matter of respect. You respect them, they'll definitely show you the same respect. And, you know, it's the opposite. If you don't respect them, they'll definitely show you in such a way that, you know, they run the place. And it's true, they do. You know, without them, there's no us. They'll definitely tell you.
I've been told that they can make your life pretty miserable.
Oh, yeah, they can, and they will.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah. Understandably, yeah. Let's talk about directional motivation just a little bit. And you know, you're one of our advisors, you know, to the site and giving us insights and perceptions and things like that. But, you know, for our listeners' benefit, what got you excited about directional motivation and you know, where do you see our value to others?
I was excited just in the name itself, directional motivation. Motivation is something that is key for me, and it's definitely something that I'm getting from other people that I definitely want to give out. You know, motivation is something that has to be constant and consistent to me. You know, it wears off, you know, every day, every week, and I think you definitely need to be motivated in some type of way on a consistent basis, someone or something or some program to push you to a different level. So that was really exciting to me because I've had that, you know, in my past and growing up and learning about different engineering and things like that. So just in the directional motivation in itself, and I think it's something for high school students, for college students, and if you even allow me to go, you know, a little bit under to middle school students, it develops early. So early on, the better it is. You know, if you just kind of shape and form, you know, a pupil's mind on where to go and how to think, not necessarily telling them to be an engineer or to be a doctor or to be a nurse, but giving them some motivation, allowing them to choose whatever it is. And directional motivation is a great place. You know, even just go out to the website and read some of the comments and some of the quotes. It's a great place for middle school, high school, early on career, college graduates, grad students, just to go out and to kind of shape what it is and to form what already you have in your mind, I want to be such and such, or this is something that I want to be involved in, and just kind of push you. That's all it is. It's a little push to keep going. And that's all motivation is. And I really am am inspired by that, and I really want to be a part of it and active. If I have to travel and speak, I'm all for it because I just want to get it out there. You know, this someone motivated me, so I want to motivate someone else. And I think it's all about reaching back and helping someone else. So directional motivation is something that I, you know, I want to look forward to spreading a word about anybody and everybody. If you come to me, I'm going to direct you to directional motivation.
You know,
directional motivation is great.
Yeah, you know, as a recruiter, I've been recruiting for 20 years, and you know, I've always taken or gone to or entered any conversation. I tell people, you know, whether I place you or not is not a major thing to me. If I can give you some things that will help you in your search that can benefit you, well, then I've won. And but by that I mean because whatever you do for people in a good way, at least I found this to be the case, always comes back in a major way. And that's one of the reasons that we developed the directional motivation is just to be a source of help for people. Wherever they're at in their career, you know, one of the focuses we're doing now in a major way is the transitioning military back into the private sector. And that group is really, really struggling to make a connection with employers. And so that's one of the areas that we're really focusing on. Another is just in the diversity sector, raising people up, giving them hope and giving them a vision of what they could be. And, you know, that excites me. You know, being able to see the light bulb come on for people. That, you know, that's why we created this. And you know, it's just such a pleasure having you, you know, as a member with us. It's just fun. It's fun. You know, we talked a little bit about some of the motivating things. You know, what gets you out of bed in the morning? I always love to hear people that are driven and that type of thing. What gets you out of bed? What excites you? What, you know, where's your passion?
My passion lies in knowing that I made a difference. That's my passion. That's why I enjoy going to FMC every day, because I know that I am pretty much the liaison between the company and the supplier. So my satisfaction comes from when I'm able to resolve an issue that a supplier is having, when I'm able to answer a question, and when I'm anything that I can do to provide support, and the supplier is grateful and they come back and they say, we finally get it, and here's, you know, our documentation, here's our parts, whatever it is it may be, when they can come back and say, you know, Kirsten, you helped me in this particular way, and that's my satisfaction. That's what I get up on, that I made a difference in, you know, a person, and even outside of work, if you'll let me step outside of that for a minute, just even in everyday life, if someone comes to me and says, hey, can you direct me here? Can you tell me how to get through this situation? Can you tell me what did you do in high school when you had three finals in one day? And I give them a piece of advice, and they say, well, thank you. I always like to say, well, come back and let me know how this went at work. In my personal life, I always want to know the end result of something. And when they come back and say, this helped me or this didn't help me, even if they kind of give me the negative feedback, I know now what I need to correct to help the next person. So just knowing that I made a difference and was able to have an impact on someone is why I get out of bed every day. That's something that I really take pride in.
You know, when I first developed the idea for directional motivation, one of the criteria that I had, and I just really appreciate what you've said today, one of the criteria that I had as far as anybody that's involved at this site, I wanted them to have an absolute passion and a heart to make a difference. And so when you bring that up, you know, all I say is, hallelujah. That's exactly what we're looking for. Because to be able to touch somebody's life and to watch the difference that it can take, and sometimes it's just a little bit of an encouragement along the way. Sometimes it's giving them some tools that they didn't know that they don't have, or reaching in and being able to show them that they possess something inside that they never knew they had. That's really cool to me. And so that's really the core of the directional motivation site. How about any parting words that you'd like to have for our audience? You know, I think of young kids. I think of, you know, college graduates, maybe some people struggling out there in the marketplace today. What advice would you give?
My advice is, if you just want to be simple, one word, focus. Stay focused. No matter what's going on around you, what your friends are doing, it's okay to, you know, have outside activities, and you need that balance, but stay focused on your goals, whatever they may be. Stay focused on your goals. Stay focused on your plan. Stay focused on whatever it is you have in front of you. Be focused. Don't deviate from what it is you have, and if you have to deviate, have a reason for it. You should always have a reason for hope that you carry, so stay focused, and that's just my main tidbit to anyone, middle school, high school, college grad, beginning, new employee, whatever it is, stay focused. And I think that'll take you very far in life when you're focus driven.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Very, very good advice. Well, Kirsten, I've just thoroughly enjoyed having you on our site today and interviewing you. And I think our listeners have gained a lot of information and things that they can take away from the conversation, apply to their own lives. And so I really appreciate it. And, you know, I'd love to have you back if you're open to that, and do a second interview at some point down the line, and see if we can make a difference for others as well. But I appreciate it. Thank you. Our guest today has been Kirsten Miller, and again, Kirsten, thank you very much.
Thank you, Russ.